You've been coming to me for a while now. You've been honest, open, even vulnerable at times. But there's something you're still holding back. I can feel it. The way you pause when you speak. That brief hesitation when I ask the questions that get too close. You're not trying to lie to me. You're just afraid to say the thing you really came here to say. I get it. You're not the first. Most people come in pretending they need insight or techniques to help them cope better. But what they actually need is permission. So many times they just need permission to let go, to release all that tension, to surrender completely. And you didn't come to me for guidance. Oh no. You came to me because something in you already knows what you need. You just haven't completely realized it yet. And that's okay. You don't have to understand it completely. You just need to listen and trust that I see you completely. So, for today, let's put away the coping mechanisms, boundaries, the analysis. We're gonna consider the part of you that still feels like you need to be in control, even when it's clearly killing you. But not with words. No. I think today we're going to try something a little different. Take a deep breath. Now unbutton your pants for me. I'm not joking. I mean it. Look, I know this is a little unorthodox, but trust me, I've done it before. And you know you want to. There we go. See? Nothing to be ashamed of. Not with me. You've done this at home, haven't you? After one of our sessions, you sat there hard, stroking that cock as my voice lingered in your mind. Telling yourself you were just relieving tension. But we both know better, don't we? You weren't jerking off to cope. You were doing it to submit, to feel my power. You don't need to be heard. Oh no. You need to be taken. Go ahead. Stroke it. Slowly. Gently. Good. Now, close your eyes and just let everything else melt away. Those worries will still be there when we come back. But for now, let that part of you that performs, that strives to be the best, that worries, let that part of you go. Right now, I want you to channel that part of you that's always known exactly what it needed. But was too afraid to say it. That part of you that feels your arousal build when I speak, that tenses up every time I pause, simply because you're addicted to the sound of my voice. But even more addicted to what comes next. Look how hard you are, and I haven't even told you what to do yet. That's how I know you're no longer pretending. This isn't therapy anymore, baby. This is conditioning. Feel that desire build? Yeah. Let your hips thrust just a little bit with your strokes. Open your mouth slightly, but don't say a thing. I can hear everything I need to in the sound of your breath. You're so close to confessing it all, aren't you? So ready to tell me what you think about at night, when you're lying on your bed, moaning, tugging away at your cock, whispering please over and over. And I'm here, watching you, guiding you, and getting wetter with every second you hold back. Because I know what you've been hiding. You don't just want to feel good. You want to feel owned. Say it. Go ahead, say it with me. I want to feel owned. Again, I want to feel owned. You sound so good like that. A little broken. A little helpless even. But honest, finally. And now? Well, now I want you to show me just how much you mean it. Now, stop stroking. Right there. Take your hand off. Just feel the ache, the desire, the need, the unbearable tension in your cock. That's not just arousal. That is surrender. Because you're no longer in control. Not here. Not anymore. And that aching need for more. That's the part of you that knows what I'm going to do next. I'm going to take more. Because the longer that you sit here, hard and dripping, the more you understand you're not here for answers. You are here for a woman who isn't afraid to take control. So, let's stop pretending you're not ready. And, that thing we haven't talked about yet? You've already said it with your body. With your breathing. With the way you opened your pants when I gave the command. You say you don't know how to express what you need, but your cock, it tells the truth. The way it gets hard when I speak, and the way it aches the moment my eyes meet yours. That, my dear, is what we call clarity. That's your body recognizing something your mind is still trying desperately to deny. And honestly, I'm done letting you hide behind all those empty words. Oh, I've just been curious. or it's just a fantasy. I'm not sure what it means. Oh, you're sure. You've always been sure. And now, it's time to show me. So, here's what we're going to do. You're going to stroke for me, slowly, while I sit right here and watch, while I guide you deeper into what you've always wanted. And this time, you're not going to hold back. You're going to give me everything. Go ahead. Touch yourself again. Let me see just how hard you still are. Let me hear it in your breathing. You've been wanting me for weeks. Holding back. Whispering my name in the dark. Begging for permission. Begging for more. And now? Now you finally get it. A real release. But only because I say so, not because you earned it, not because you deserve it, but because I want to hear how you sound when you come for me. I want to feel that ache building in your body and know that I created it. Stroke faster now. I want you leaking, gasping, right on the very edge where you can barely hold yourself together. Oh, you're not even begging yet, but I know you want to. I know you will. Those soft little moans you can barely hold back. And while I thought about ruining it, you've waited long enough. You've been secretly waiting to submit to me for so long. And now, you finally get to come to me. But you'll ask, because you will never come without my permission. Ask me, please, can I come? Again, please, Demi, let me come. Good boy. Now, stroke. Stroke that cock, but remember that while you do, you are worshiping. You've been trying to stay in control for so long, pretending you could keep these urges under wraps. But this is what you really need. I am what you really need. A woman to tell you when to stroke, how to stroke, how to come. A woman who takes control and refuses to let go. You don't need to be free. You need to surrender. And you need me managing your needs. Not just anyone. No. Me. And that's exactly what I'm doing now. Every moan, every touch, every bit of that ache you feel building, it's all for me. Now, close your eyes. Picture me sitting just a few feet away, my legs open, my fingers on my pussy. Tapping away at my clit. I'm watching you lose yourself in me. Yeah, with just that thought, you're getting close now. You feel it. You're about to lose it. Now I'm going to count, and when I get to 10, you will come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your cock's so close I can feel it. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now come. Come for me. God, come so hard. Feel my power rush through your body and out of your cock. So thrilling to come like that. Not because you wanted to, because I commanded it. That even in your pleasure you did this for me. And that you were allowed this because you earned it. You earned it by admitting the truth that you feared. That you need to surrender. Feel that warmth in your body now? That's ownership. That's what it feels like to come for someone who actually sees you, who controls you, who takes you apart, and then puts you back together in a way that pleases her alone. Say it. Say, my pleasure belongs to you. Good boy. Now, clean yourself up slowly. And then lie still. Feel how your world has changed so completely in our time together today. Because what just happened? It's something you will never escape from. And next time, we go even deeper. Because you and I both know there's no turning back.